This tape covers the received signal path through the KWM-380, beginning with the RF input at the antenna, through the transceiver, to the audio output at the speaker. At the conclusion of this section, you should have accomplished the following. Know the assemblies involved in the received signal path, be able to trace the signal through the received circuits, and be familiar with the location of each circuit. The assemblies through which the received signal passes include A2, the low-pass filter assembly, A3, the receiver exciter assembly, A4, the passband tuning circuit, A11, the optional noise blanker, and the interconnect circuits. Turn to the interconnect diagram, sheet 5, in the service manual to begin tracing the receive signal path. The receive RF input point to the KWM-380 is determined by whether a common receive transmit antenna is being used or whether separate receive and transmit antennas are used. With a common antenna, the receive RF input enters the radio at J4, antenna RF in-out, shown on interconnect diagram, sheet 5. The signal is routed through the interconnect to A2, A2, J2. To follow the signal path, turn to the low-pass filter schematic, sheet 1. The receive RF entering A2, A2 is routed through the directional coupler to A2, A1. A2, A1 is shown on low-pass filter schematic, sheet 2. The receive signal enters A2, A1 at E9 on the right-hand side of the schematic and is applied to relays K7 through K11. Only one of these relays will be energized at a time, depending on the operating frequency. The signal path is through the closed relay, through the low-pass filter, to the corresponding relay on the left. From the output relay, the signal is routed out of A2, A1 at E8. From E8, the signal enters A2, A2 at P2, which is on low-pass filter schematic, sheet 1, and is applied to terminals 3 and 5 of the TR relay, K1. The relay is shown in the de-energized or receive condition, giving us a signal path through the relay, terminal 5 to terminal 2, and out of the A2, A2 assembly at P1. Here the signal re-enters the interconnect and is routed to A9, J4, antenna relay on the rear panel. For single antenna operation, J4 on the rear panel is connected to J8, receive in, on the rear panel. If separate receive and transmit antennas are used, the receive antenna is connected directly to J8, bypassing the TR relay, and the jumper between J8 and J4 is removed. From J8 on, the signal path for single or dual antennas is the same. The receive signal at J8 is routed through the interconnect to A3, J9, the receive RF input point on the receiver exciter board, A3. To follow the signal flow, turn to the receiver exciter schematic, A3, sheet 1, in the service manual. At the input to A3, the signal enters a 1.6 MHz high-pass filter comprised of L800 through L804 and C800 and C801. The filter provides roll-off in the 0.5 to 1.6 MHz range to give us approximately 30 dB of broadcast band desensitization. From the high-pass filter, the signal is coupled through C802 to the switchable high-pass filters. The signal is applied to the anode of switching diodes CR800, CR802, CR804, and CR806, with the receive operating frequency determining which diode is forward biased. With a receive frequency of 25 MHz, a ground is applied to CR802 through L806 and Q906. Q906 is shown on A3 schematic, sheet 7. CR802 is forward biased by the current flow from ground through Q906, L806, CR802, L818, and R802 to the plus 9 volts DC receive line. The ground from Q906 is also applied through L809 to CR803 to forward bias CR803. With CR802 and CR803 on, the band 9, 20 to 30 MHz high-pass filter is enabled. The other high-pass filters are enabled in a similar manner with other operating frequencies. After passing through the high-pass filter, the signal is coupled through C825 to a peak-to-peak limiter. The peak-to-peak limiter is made up of CR100 and CR101, C100 and C101, and VR100 and VR101. When the positive signal peak reaches about plus 6.8 volts, diode CR100 is forward biased to clip the signal. When the negative signal peak reaches about minus 6.8 volts, CR101 is forward biased and will clip the signal. The positive and negative clipping combined give us a maximum signal amplitude of about 13.6 volts peak to peak coupled through C102. From C102, the receive signal is applied to diode switch CR103. CR103 is forward biased during receive operation by the plus 9 volts DC receive voltage. In transmit operation, CR103 is reverse biased by removing the plus 9 volts receive voltage from its anode and applying the plus 9 volts transmit voltage to its cathode. The junction of CR103 and CR107 is the first point in the receiver where we have the AGC controlling the signal level. CR104 is a pin diode, RF resistance inversely proportional to forward bias, with its conduction controlled by AGC number 3. From the emitter of Q403 through CR106, R102, and L101. As the receive signal strength increases, the AGC3 voltage increases to reduce the RF resistance of the pin diode. As the RF resistance of CR104 decreases, the receive signal at the junction of CR103 and CR107 is attenuated through C104. During transmit operation, the plus 9 volts DC transmit voltage applied to the anode of CR105 provides forward bias for CR104 to provide maximum attenuation of any signal present at the junction of CR103 and CR107. CR107 is forward biased in receive, while CR108 is reverse biased. This routes the receive signal through C106 to the 30 MHz low-pass filter. The low-pass filter, C107 through C114 and L105 through L107, serves two purposes. First, it attenuates signals above 30 MHz to improve image rejection, and second, it attenuates signals present at pin 1 of mixer U100 to prevent them from being fed back to the receive input. The receive signal enters balanced mixer U100 at pin 1, where it is mixed with the input at pin 8. The input at pin 8 is the variable injection output from the frequency synthesizer A5. It varies in frequency from 39.64500 MHz with a dial frequency of 0.5 MHz to 69.14499 MHz with a dial frequency of 29.99999 MHz. The variable injection can change in 10 Hz steps and is always 39.145 MHz above the received dial frequency. The output of the first receive mixer at pins 3 and 4 is coupled through C115 to diode switches CR109 and CR110. These are shown on the A3 schematic, Sheet 2. During receive operation, CR110 is on and CR109 is off. The signal is applied to the source of Q100 through CR110. Q100 is a common gate JFET broadband amplifier. The output at the drain of Q100 is coupled through C123 to diode switch CR111, which is forward biased in receive. After passing through CR111, the receive signal is blocked by reverse bias diode CR112 and is routed to the impedance matching network at the input of the filter FL1A and B. Variable inductor L119 is adjusted for proper impedance matching. FL1A and B is a 39.145 MHz crystal filter with an 8 kHz bandpass. Variable inductor L120 at the output of the filter is also adjusted for impedance matching. The 39.145 MHz first receive IF is blocked by CR113 and routed through forward biased diode CR114 to gate 1 of Q102. Receive IF amplifier Q102 is a dual gate N-channel MOSFET. The gain of Q102 is controlled by the input on gate 2, the AGC2 voltage from Q404. With small received signals, the AGC is at maximum and the gain of Q102 is at maximum. As signal strength increases, the AGC voltage decreases to reduce the gain and keep the audio output amplitude from the receiver constant. Of the three AGCs present in the receiver, only AGC2 is inversely proportional to signal strength. The output from the drain of Q102 is coupled through C145 on A3 schematic sheet 3 to the noise blanker, or if the noise blanker is not installed, to the second receive mixer U101. With the noise blanker installed, the 39.145 MHz first receive IF leaves the A3 board at J4 and enters the noise blanker circuit, A11, at P1. To follow the signal flow, turn to the noise blanker schematic in the service manual. The main receive signal path through the noise blanker is from the input at P1 through C1, common gate amplifier Q1, R2, C4, C6, T1, CR1 and 2, R5 and 6, T2, and C49 to the output P2. In this signal path, amplifier Q1 ensures a gain of 1 between the input and output. CR1 and 2 are diode switches that are used to block noise pulses. A second signal path from the input, P1, to IF amplifier U1 routes the incoming signal to the circuits that detect noise pulses and control CR1 and CR2. When the noise blanker is installed, the front panel NB switch determines whether or not the blanking circuits are enabled. Depressing the NB switch applies plus 9 volts DC switched to A11 E2 to enable the noise blanker. With the noise blanker enabled, incoming signals are applied to pin 4 of U1, amplified, and output at pin 8. U1 is a gain-controlled amplifier with the AGC applied to pin 5. An increase in AGC voltage at pin 5 will cause a reduction in gain. The output of U1 is coupled through C21 to gate 1 of dual gate FET Q4. Q4 is a mixer with the mixing frequency 31 MHz from crystal controlled oscillator Q3 applied to gate 2. The 8.145 MHz output from the drain of Q4 is applied to pin 4 of amplifier U2. U2, like U1, is a gain-controlled amplifier with the AGC applied to pin 5. The output of U2 is applied to dual-gate FET amplifier Q5 at gate 1. The gain of Q5 is held constant by the fixed DC voltage at gate 2. From the drain of Q5, the signal is applied to the gate of detector Q6, an N-channel depletion type JFET. Q6 is a negative detector, operating at saturation with no signal applied. The modulated signal applied to the gate causes a decrease in conduction and a corresponding voltage drop at the output, test point 3. The detector output at test point 3 is used to develop the AGC applied to U1 and U2. A sample of the detector output is applied to Q7, the AGC amplifier, from variable resistor R31. As received signal strength increases, the conduction of Q7 increases, which lowers the gain of U1 and U2. The detector output is also applied to the gate of Q11 through R50 and C46. High-frequency noise pulses appear at the gate of U11 as negative going spikes. With no signal applied, Q11 is conducting at saturation, so a negative pulse applied to the gate produces a negative going pulse at the output, which is the source. The output of Q11 is coupled through C45 to audio amplifier Q10. When a noise pulse of sufficient amplitude to be blocked is received, the output of Q10, test point 2, drops below plus 2 volts. With plus 2 volts or less at test point 2, CR3 and Q9 forward bias. Turning on Q8, which supplies a ground through R38 to pin 6 of monostable multivibrator U3. When Q8 turns on, the positive to zero voltage transition to U3 triggers the multivibrator and it produces a 370 microsecond logic zero output pulse at pin 11, Q0. The logic zero pulse from U3 reverse biases Q2, which in turn reverse biases CR1 and 2 to block the noise pulse. The 370 microsecond blanking time is not heard in the audio output of the receiver. The output of the noise blanker at P2 re-enters the A3 receiver exciter board at J5, shown on A3 schematic sheet 3. From J5, the signal enters the second receive mixer, U101, at pin 1. The second input to the mixer, entering the A3 board at J3, is a 39.6 MHz injection from oscillator card A7. This fixed injection enters U101 at pin 8 through C146, diode switch CR117 and C155. The output of U101, pins 3 and 4, is coupled through C179 and C147 to the base of amplifier Q103. During CW reception, the gain of Q103 is increased approximately 6 dB by the plus 5 volts DC CW voltage turning on CR124, which bypasses R120 with C180. In all other reception modes, R120 is unbypassed. The amplifier output from the collector of Q103 is routed through diode switch CR115 and C152 to J6. CR116 is reverse bias during receive operation. At J6, the second receive IF, 455 kHz, leaves the A3 board and enters the passband tuning circuit, A4. Refer to the passband tuning circuit schematic, A4, to follow the receive signal path. The 455 kHz second receive IF enters the passband tuning circuit at J3, is filtered by L1, C1 and C2, and input to mixer U4 at pin 1. The nominal 6.71 MHz mixing frequency to U4, pin 8, is from oscillator Q2 through amplifiers Q3 and 4, shown on A4 schematic sheet 2. Because the passband filters are centered at 6.255 MHz, 6.71 minus 0.455 MHz, the mixer output frequency applied to the filters must be increased to remove the upper sideband and decreased to remove the lower sideband. The oscillator frequency is varied by varying the voltage applied to voltage variable capacitor CR13. During receive operation, a logic 1 at J1 pin 16 closes switch U10 to enable the front panel PBT passband tuning control, which controls the oscillator frequency by determining the voltage on CR13. The nominal 6.255 MHz output of U4, pins 3 and 4, is applied to the diode switches at the bandpass filter inputs through Q10. Only one of the filters is enabled at a time, depending on the setting of the front panel bandwidth switch. The filter selected is enabled by a logic 1, which turns on the transistor associated with the selected filter. With the transistor on, the two diodes on the input and the diode on the output are forward biased. Filters FL1 and FL3 are the 2.2 and 8 kHz standard filters, while FL2, 4, and 5 are optional. At the output of the filter, the signal is applied to gate 1 of mixer Q1. The second input to the mixer is the output of oscillator Q2. Because the mixing frequency in U4 and Q1 are identical, the output frequency of the passband tuning circuit is equal to the input frequency, nominally 455 kHz, regardless of what the oscillator frequency is. The mixer output at the drain of Q1 is filtered by low-pass filter C29, C53, C30, C40, C41, and L6, L17, L18 before it leaves the A4 assembly at J6. The output of A4 re-enters the A3 board at J7. Refer to the A3 schematic, Sheet 3. The 455 kHz entering A3 from the passband tuning circuit is coupled through C158 to the cathode of CR120 and CR119. CR119 is reverse biased during receive, while CR120 is forward biased to route the signal to the receive IF amplifier U700. At the junction of C701 and C702, pin diode CR700 and AGC3 control receiver gain. AGC3 from the emitter of Q403 is directly proportional to signal strength and controls the RF resistance of CR700 to maintain a constant audio output amplitude from the receiver. Variable resistor R702 between the inverting input of U700, pin 14, and the non-inverting input, pin 1, is an internal IF gain adjustment for the receiver. U700 is a two-stage IF amplifier with the output of the first stage at pin 12, where it is coupled through C705 to the second stage input, pin 10. The outputs of the second stage are pin 7 non-inverting and pin 8 inverting. Pins 3 and 4 are AGC inputs to the amplifier, with AGC number 1 controlling the gain. During transmit operation, CR701 is forward biased by the plus 9 volts transmit voltage to reduce the gain of U700. The output of U700 is applied to the inputs, pins 1 and 5 of product detector U701. The second input to the product detector at pin 2 is dependent on the mode of operation. During single sideband reception, the input is 455 kilohertz, and during CW reception, 454.2 kilohertz is used. The audio output at pin 8 of U701 is filtered by C718, C719, and R715, coupled through C700, and applied to the single sideband and CW switches, U600D and C. A second signal path from the output of U700 is through transformer T700 to the base of AGC amplifier Q700. The signal at the junction of R720 and R721 on the collector of Q700 is the input to the AGC circuits. The signal at the collector of Q700 is also coupled through C725 to the base of Q702, the AM detector. The detected audio at the emitter of Q702 is filtered by C726, C727, R724, and R723, coupled through C728 and applied to AM switch U600B. Refer to the A3 schematic, Sheet 5. During AM reception, a logic 1 is applied to pin 5 of U600B to close the switch and enable the audio to audio amplifier U601A. With AM operation, switches U600A, C, and D are open. During single sideband operation, U600D is enabled by a logic 1 at pin 12 to route the single sideband audio to U601A. When operating in the CW mode, both switch U600C and A are closed to enable CW amplifier U601C. The CW audio is amplified by U601C, which has maximum gain at 800 Hz and reduced gain at higher and lower frequencies before being applied to U601A. In all modes of operation, the detected audio is amplified by U601A, which is a high-gain audio amplifier with a nearly flat frequency response. The output of U601A is coupled through C614, where it splits into three different signal paths. From C614, there is a direct signal path to the anti-vox input of the vox circuit. The second path is through C615 to audio amplifier U601B. U601B has a nearly flat frequency response and amplifies the signal to a minus 10 dBmW level into a 600 ohm load. This audio leaves the A3 board at J16, pin 11, and enters the interconnect where it is routed to J6, the audio out jack on the rear panel. The third signal path from U601A is to J31, which is the input to the front panel AF gain control. The output from the gain control pot at J32 is coupled through C620 to the output amplifier U602A. The audio is input to the non-inverting input, pin 1, and is amplified to produce at least 3.5 watts of audio output into a 4 ohm load. The frequency response of the audio output is not more than 5 dB of variation, for frequencies from 300 to 2400 Hz. This audio leaves the A3 board at J29 and enters the interconnect, where it is routed to the internal speaker, LS1, the front panel phone jack, J1, and the rear panel external speaker jack, J11. This concludes the explanation of the main receive signal path. Several other circuits related to receive operation will also be covered. To spot a receive frequency during CW reception, depressing the front panel spot switch enables both the 455 kHz and 454.2 kHz oscillators. The outputs of these oscillators enters the A3 board at J10 and J11. These are shown on A3 schematic sheet 4. The 454.2 kHz is routed to Q502, and the 455 kHz is routed to Q501. At the output of these two amplifiers, the signals are both applied to CR506 and CR507. CR507 is a positive clamp, and CR506 detects the difference frequency between the two inputs. 455 kHz minus 454.2 produces an 800 Hz signal that is coupled through C537 to the low-pass filter C611, C612, and L600 shown on sheet 5. After being filtered, the 800 Hz passes through spot level adjustment R615 and is input to pin 2, the inverting input of U601A. A frequency is spotted by adjusting the tuning knob until the receive CW at U601A, pin 3, is equal in frequency to the 800 Hz spot signal input at pin 2. If a loss of lock occurs in the synthesizer, a logic zero is input from the synthesizer to the A3 board at J13, pin 6, loss of lock not, shown on A3 schematic, sheet 6. The loss of lock signal enables a 10 Hz oscillator, U903B and U905A, which enables and disables a 1000 Hz oscillator, U903A and U905G, to produce a 1000 Hz tone chopped at a 10 Hz rate. This signal is routed through fault level adjust resistor R616, shown on sheet 5, to U601. The 1000 Hz tone applied to the inverting input, pin 13, is a square wave, and U601D converts the square wave to a sine wave. The output of U601D is input to audio amplifier U601A at pin 2. The output of AGC amplifier Q700 on sheet 3 of the A3 schematic is the input signal to the AGC circuits at the base of Q400 on the A3 schematic, sheet 1. With the front panel AGC switch off, a logic 1 is input to the A3 board at J12, pin 15, to forward bias Q401 and disable the AGC circuits. With the AGC on, J12, pin 15 is logic 0, Q104 is off, and the signal at the collector of Q400 is applied to CR400 and CR401 through C402 and R403. The AGC sample is rectified by CR400 to produce a positive DC voltage across C406 and R411 proportional to the strength of the received signal. The front panel RF gain control, R409, determines the minimum voltage on C406 and R411, which in turn determines how large the AGC sample must be to forward bias CR400. In other words, the RF gain control setting determines the maximum gain allowed in the receiver. Turning the RF gain control knob in the counterclockwise position increases the voltage across C406 and R411 to lower the maximum receiver gain. The voltage on R411 is input to the non-inverting input of U400A pin 3, while the output determines the voltage across C410 and R419. With the voltage at R419 applied to the non-inverting input of U400C, the gain of U400C is equal to 1, and the output at pin 8 is equal to the input. When the output of U400C increases to more than plus 3.6 volts, current flows through Zener diode VR400 to forward bias Q403, Q404, and develop AGC number 1. With no phase inversion through emitter follower Q403, the output, AGC3, is directly proportional to signal strength. The 180-degree phase inversion through common emitter Q404 produces an AGC voltage, AGC2, that is inversely proportional to received signal strength. This completes the taped explanation of the received signal path. Turn now to Section 3 in the self-study manual for a written explanation. When you have finished studying the material, answer the quiz questions, check your answers, and proceed to Tape 4.